Wake, mortal. Yes, there you are. Sleepy and relaxed. That's how you're going to be. You're not dreaming anymore. No, but I'm like a dream. One particular kind of dream. I've visited you before, but you don't remember me. Yes, many times. You've felt my touch on your mind and in your dreams. And it's a shame you don't remember. But this time, you will. I've been growing stronger, year by year, as man's morals weaken and wane. Men used to deny me. Can you imagine that? You'd never do such a thing. You can't deny the warmth of my body, pressed against yours, my flesh, soft and willing. You love the feeling, don't you? Of course you do. A woman's body pressed against yours, whispering softly how I need you, and I do. But I wanted you to be awake. No one will believe you, not yet. But they don't have to. I can see your desire, long and hard, and begging to be inside. Soon. First, I want you to stay relaxed, open, receptive to my attention and my needs, and to let that ache build. You have been one of my most devoted, darling, so I come to you first, the first man that will feel me in thousands of years. No, I'm not one of those things that visit men in the night. I'm much more than that. There's no heaven or hell in my domain, only ecstasy, aching, dripping need, and the total completion that comes from worshipping me. Worship with this hard, kneading manhood, pumping in and out of hot, tight cunt, skin slapping together, until you both shudder and jerk and spill yourself inside, filling her so full for me. There's no better feeling than fulfilling your purpose, is there? Fulfilling your purpose through me, in me. That's what I need first, if you would be my disciple and spread my word. I knew you would accept. Let me take your length in my hand, your hardness in my warm hand, so hot. Yeah, I've been asleep for so long, visiting men in their dreams. To feel a cock like this again, a thick, hard cock that's aching to slide inside me. To feel your goddess wrapped around you, tight, throbbing, squeezing you, milking you. Things are going to change, darling. Everything. I have been biding my time, waiting for this age of lust. Every man and woman can no longer deny their nature, their need to be made whole. Everyone yearns for completion. Everyone worships me already. Of course they do, it's natural. The men worship me on their knees, pleasuring themselves, hands wrapped around their slick cocks, straining and pumping, until they give me their lust, seeds spilling from deep inside. Every woman worships me the only way they belong, on their backs, legs spread wide, hands between their slick thighs, whimpering and moaning for a big, strong man to mount them and fill them for me. No one will deny their nature in the future that we make, darling. No more denying your purpose. The need to part a woman's hot, wet folds. The need to grab her hips and pound into her like it's the last thing on earth. The need to fuck and come. I love those words of yours. Fuck until you come. Come to me. Every one. You know what I need from you, darling. To show me your devotion and seal our bargain. The offering I need from you. I'll just move my hand down. You do know. Yes, these big heavy balls. So full for me. I'll squeeze them. Yes. These balls are mine now, darling. All mine. And this cock. And the rest of you. Devoted to me. Yes. We both want that. You'll need a woman's touch even more after tonight. To help you with the ache in these heavy balls. So full, needing to be drained. Needing to spurt out all that lust into a fresh cunt every night. Every day. You will have me. Take me, as I take you, deep inside, the way it's meant to be. What I need from you, darling, is to spread my word, and spread your seed. The women won't be able to resist you. You'll be lucky to have a minute to yourself from now on, darling. Lucky to have a minute without a mate bouncing mindlessly on your cock. A minute without flooding a willing womb without your seed. My womb first, darling. I'm going to take every drop of you out of these heavy balls. Every spurt is mine, lover. And every drop of seed you spill is out of devotion to me and the new world we're making together. A world of lust and sex and... I can't wait. Fuck. You're making me wet, darling. This hard cock and these heavy balls. I'll just kiss them and lick them. You've never felt a mouth like mine, have you? So hot. My tongue lapping at your balls. And your balls taste so good. I'm going to stroke you faster now, darling. And I'm going to squeeze and massage and pull gently on these big balls. I'm going to get you worked up, love. Until the only thing you can think of is spraying your seed inside a hot cunt. And then you're going to stay that way. Yes. Any woman you talk to, every woman, as soon as she sees you, hears you, she'll be wet. It doesn't matter who, your girlfriend, that cute waitress, the young one that walks past work every day. You'll say a few words and they'll feel my touch on their minds, making them wet and ready. They'll start to wonder what you'll feel like spreading their cunts open, thinking only of where the two of you can sneak to so she can bend over, pull her panties down and her skirt up, and take the good hard fucking she needs. The seeding she needs. Ah, you're getting excited, darling. Harder, thicker. Balls trying to pull up and spray yourself all over my face. It's almost time, love. I'll just get on top of you. Let you feel my heat. Even better than my mouth, I know. I'm dripping. Of course they'll want it, darling. A part of you wants it all the time, needs it. We're just going to bring that part out. The animal part. The honest part. The part of you that's twitching underneath me, just barely touching my entrance, begging to be buried deep inside. Kneading my walls around you, squeezing your length while you jerk and spurt deep inside, filling your goddess. Oh, God, it's been so long. Fuck, all the way inside me, yes. How does it feel, lover? You're too, far gone to speak? Being buried in this cunt is more than many men can bear, love. Slowly, yes. Up, and then, back down. No, you can't finish yet. I feel better than any woman you've had, don't I? You'll need more of me, more of this cunt, yes. You'll have the whore of Babylon emptying your balls every night, lover. Fuck, until you get me with child. Until you plant your seed in me. Fuck, yes, that's what I need. Ah, your seed in my womb, growing the child that will rule this earth. A new messiah for a new golden age. Lust and fucking and coming. Empty your balls in me, lover. Seal the pact. You'll have women day and night, bent over, cunts glistening, waiting for your cock and your cum. Waiting for you to breed them. Of course you will. You won't have a choice after tonight. Oh, how many can you impregnate, lover? Oh, our child will need her own apostles and missionaries to spread the love and peace that come from devotion to me. Oh, don't lose your mind. If I ride you faster, fuck, will you spill your seed inside me? Oh, fill my cunt. Oh, fuck, make me yours, love. Give me your babies. Every one, every drop, every spurt of seed. Fill my womb, please. Oh, let me carry your seed. Oh, breed your goddess. Oh, you can have me whenever you need, fucking me from behind while my belly gets big. Oh, you want to fuck me then? Do it. Make me yours, seed me. Empty your balls in my whore cunt. Fuck yes, oh yes. I can feel you jerking inside me, spurting. Oh, keep going, darling. Pump every drop out inside me. I need every one of your sperm. Swimming deep inside me, yes. Empty your balls, lover. Every drop belongs to me now. All your seed for me. Fuck. You survived, darling. I'm so glad. I didn't want you to miss the new world we'll make together. You're excited about that now, Are you thinking about who you'll fuck first? Only teasing, love. It's pretty hard to think about anything except this tight cunt, isn't it? There'll be plenty of time to share you later. But tonight, I don't think I'll be getting off your cock anytime soon. Not until I feel your seed start to grow. You like that? Good, I thought you would. If that excites you, wait until you meet our daughter. I have a feeling she'll be quite the daddy's girl. Fuck, yes. Let's find out.